540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the stifling heat pounding people in the South again today. San Angelo, Texas had its warmest day on record yesterday with a temperature of 114. And CBS's Jim Krasula says some have it worse than others.
Some 100,000 utility customers remain without power in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 4 days after a storm caused major damage to the city's electrical grid. Brian Eckberg is without power and air conditioning amid record high temperatures.
Next few days are going to be really important. Everyone needs to be nice. It's going to be hot. People are going to be out of everything and they're going to be mad. So a smile goes a long way right now.
Air quality alerts are posted across Minnesota with summer winds sending pollution in from Chicago. Combine it with lingering smoke from Canadian wildfires and Jacob Gerval in East Bethel warns.
People with emphysema, COPD, they're going to have harder issues breathing.
Experts advise limiting time outdoors. There's a new glimmer of hope in the search for the missing submersible that set out to carry 5 people to the site of the Titanic wreckage. Canadian rescue teams say they've detected underwater noises in the search zone hundreds of miles off the coast of Massachusetts. Coast Guard Admiral John Mauger tells CBS Mornings.
Over the course of the next 24 hours, we're going to bring additional vessels, additional remote operated vehicles, and we're going to continue to fly in the air.
Time is quickly running out with less than a day's worth of oxygen on board. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is facing new scrutiny over a claim after a story in ProPublica that he accepted a lavish vacation from a conservative billionaire. Correspondent Scott McFarlane from Washington.
Tuesday's report claims Justice Alito took a luxury fishing trip with Republican mega donor Paul Singer, but didn't recuse himself years later when cases connected to Singer's business came before the high court.
Alito denies wrongdoing. 12 months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a CBS News investigation finds a coordinated campaign heavily funded by a leading Republican megadonor aimed at making it harder to pass amendments to state constitutions to protect abortion access. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
In the years since Roe v. Wade was overturned, voters in Kansas and Michigan voted to preserve abortion access in their state constitutions with wide support. And we found that that success has kickstarted a nationwide campaign to quash similar amendments.
Don't write off more interest rate hikes just yet. In prepared testimony he'll deliver to lawmakers today, Fed Chair Powell says more increases are likely, with inflation still well above where it should be. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. At first, a 17-year-old was arrested. Now a 19-year-old is in custody for the mass shooting that took place at Milwaukee's Juneteenth celebration. Both alleged shooters were injured along with 4 teenage girls. A plea deal has been accepted in the case of the man charged with driving drunk and killing Racine nurse Joanna Pasco late last year. The plea led to the dismissal of 3 charges, with Rodriguez now facing a single felony count of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. For the next 6 weeks, Milwaukee kids from 10 to 13 will take part in Camp Rise, a program put together by Employ Milwaukee, MPS, and the City of Milwaukee. Civic Media's very own Earl Ingram credits a conversation with Mayor Cavalier Johnson with starting the effort that seeks to offer mentorship and career exploration opportunities.
And men in young boys' lives is a key to making sure that young boys are successful.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Get ready to dominate the field like never before. Get to Soccer World in Brookfield. They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworld.com. Brookfield.net.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
But we also proved that I'm not always nice.
But even when you're upset and even when you're ticked off, you still come from a place of compassion and love. Whereas I'm just old, bitter, and jaded.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Okay, serious question. Can you be a woman of value if you don't get married and have children? 844-967-2789. I can't even get through that question with a serious face. But seriously, apparently, according to the speakers at Turning Point USA's Young Women's Leadership Summit,
yay,
you cannot be a woman of value unless you give up your career aspirations and be a trad wife, which I just found out this morning means traditional wife.
I'm going to stay quiet during this entire
Greg Bach. Greg Bach, we want your thoughts on this. Of course, we want Jane Madden's thoughts on this, and we want your thoughts on this. 844-967-2789. We're going to go through some of the, my words, bonkers things that went down at this summit that is targeted towards women who are in high school and college. So we're talking like 16 to 22-year-old young women at the Turning Points USA Annual Young Women's Leadership Summit that took place in Texas. And a lot of this reporting came from Madeline Peltz for Media Matters, who suffered through the weekend.
Truly.
Get her a drink.
She deserves a prize.
And my biggest takeaway from this, and so, as was hers, is the hypocrisy of the women who were speakers. So we're talking about Candace Owens from Daily Wire. We're talking about Laura Ingraham from Fox. Alex Clark, who's a Turning Points podcaster and media, like she's got a huge following on social media. Allie Beth Stackey. So some of the biggest women voices in staunch conservative media.
How was that again?
Staunch. But, you know, and I follow, because I try to follow all of these different things just to see what is the message that they're putting out. And like, I follow the Allie Beth, I follow, and hers is very religious. But none of these women have given up their careers to be mothers. All of these women are very successful, have huge followings, have a huge audience, and even Turning Points USA, the people who work for them, their chief marketing officer, Marina Menez, in her biography, says nothing about her achievements as a wife or mother. And the same goes for the vice president of events, Lauren Tonktich, and who's also they're hiring and paying women speakers, and they're employing high-powered women, and yet the overriding message of this conference was give up your career, give up your birth control. And I'm so confused. Like, I'm one, there's the hypocrisy, but I'm also like, if someone out there can explain, what is the political end game of doing this? Because we've talked a lot in the last week and a half about daycares closing. And I put another video out last night that kind of blew up. And that's a lot of people in the comment section saying they want people to, they want women to stay home. They want women to stay home. They want women to stay home. But like, mm-hmm. what is the political end game? Because we know for the economy, that's not necessarily a good thing. So I would love to hear from you. What is the end game of telling women to go back to the house and not focus on a career? 844-967-2789. Greg and Jane. I'll open it up to you, too.
Okay, here's what I think.
I was going to say, I think no matter what, we are going to hear Jane's opinion today on this one.
I think the goal is to make women meek and obedient and subservient. And therefore, they will vote like their husbands.
Which to me seems very, very... I said before, it's a lot like a concept of prison. What do they want to do to prisoners? They want to erase their identity. They want to make them feel... like they have no individuality whatsoever. When you put them in that situation, when their whole life is defined by other people and the achievements of others, then what do they have to gain by speaking up?
And maybe it's maybe it's that simple. But as far as, because I do know that after the midterms where Jesse Waters with
yes.
this. Ugh. He had his whole
huge hypocrite too.
He had his whole diatribe of he's like, guys, go marry these women, because basically the demographics voting data came out mm-hmm. and
right.
the amount of married women, the only demographic of women who really still voted Republican were like married Republican women.
Yeah.
And so it's like, is the goal the for votes? Is it the reason why we're like pushed? This is like the new mantra, because at least where the reporting went for this entire event, there was no talk about policy. There was no talk about candidates. It was all give up your career, give up birth control. Daycare is a myth and a fallacy. And transgender people are coming for your everything.
It's all dog whistling and talking points.
And so it's just... And it's funny because you think about the type of young woman who's aspirational enough to be, you know, these are women who are heading their chapter of turning points on campus, at their high school or whatever. So like, they're already probably more likely like type A ambitious young girls who are like giving up their weekend to go to a political conference.
Yeah.
This is not like your like apathetic teenager.
Who's going to make their boyfriend's dinner?
And this is the message that you're giving them. And I just, is it as simple as that? It's just because, if they get married young and they become mothers and they don't have their own careers and like they're easier to get their votes.
Well, part of me thinks that it's incredibly naive for people like Jesse Waters and others to think that if these women who voted in the last couple election cycles, if they voted liberal, if a man just walked through the door and said, hey, I'm here to take care of you. I have my job. I have success. I want to be your husband. It sounds ridiculous when you say it, but does that, I don't know. I'm not a woman. Does that happen to some women who get married and have a life where they're at home with the children? Do they just sort of fall into that? That's another question to ask. That's where I guess it gets a little more nuanced to ask the question of like, when people get married, do they fall into those traditional places that we think are kind of ridiculous now, but they still exist apparently?
Oh, I think the answer to that is absolutely. I mean, the almost everything you hear about like domestic labor,
yeah.
and even when like both if it's a heterosexual relationship and both partners work, the amount of like work, like household work that mm-hmm. the woman typically still does is like exponential.
Yeah.
And so I think there's more dialogue than there used to be about as far as like weaponized incompetence. Do you know what that is?
No, I love it. I mean,
do you know what weaponized incompetence is?
I have no idea.
Oh, I think I do. It sounds like I do know, but go ahead.
No, I would love to hear what you think it is.
I feel like it's something that men do.
It's something anyone can do.
Yeah. Where you use your incompetence to get your way or to like get out of doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. So like I don't know. I can't.
I don't know. I don't know how to do the dishes.
I don't know. Every time I wash the dishes, there's still dirt. You should just do them because I'll take out the trash. That's easier.
Yeah. So it's basically this idea of
I'm so smart.
I don't know how to do it. So you do it better. And so by pretending that I'm incompetent and can't figure it out, I'm still adding to your workload. Yeah. And so there's, you know, that is something that in the last couple of years has like now has a term, right? So I think the even in the most progressive, open-minded heterosexual relationships, those gender roles still come out, and which is a discussion to have. And But I would love to hear from you on this. Like, I think this conversation can go a lot of different directions. We're starting with the Turning Points USA Women's Summit just because of how egregious they were in telling young women you have to give up your career. Like, ambitious young women. I want to put that like it's not these were women who are seeking for guidance and want to, and I idolize these women who were on stage who have built audiences of millions, mm-hmm. but then are turning around like, do as I say, not as I do. Yeah, but I
get to do this.
I just want
to not
but I think
so
it
much.
Opens up all of this discussion as far as like where are we in 2023 with women working and wanting to be moms and balancing the two? 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-96-PARTY. We would love to hear from you.
Joe from Appleton is joining us. Good morning, Joe. What do you think?
Hey, gang. I agree that I think it's all an act with the Turning Point women. And I know you're up against a break. I just wanted to point out one more related to Turning Point in a way. Lauren Boebert, who has spoken at many Turning Point events and who on March 8th this year, which was International Women's Day, tweeted out, "My husband isn't in town today or I'd make him a sandwich. Happy International Women's Day." Now, this was all of a couple of months at least since she had moved out of the house because they were going to get divorced, yep. and a couple of months before she announced that they were splitting up. It is all an act for all this, you know, let's be subservient for, it's just so they could be pinned down by their overbearing male counterparts. I don't take much stock in it, and I hope the vast majority of women, young women in this country see through that act.
And here's a question I have, and a really quick question. Since becoming congressional members, Boebert and MTG, who both entered elected office married, are now divorced. Mm-hmm. Has this act destroyed their marriage? Have their husbands like, I can't do this. I can't be associated to you. I can't, like, you're too crazy for me. And I was crazy before.
Boebert's husband doesn't sound like the most stable person. I know nothing
He's
about
probably weaponized his incompetence.
There you go. All right. Well, we got to take a break, but
thanks
we would love
for,
to hear from
for
you.
Calling, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
We would love to hear from you on this topic. I think, in general, what is the reason behind conservatives trying to push women back to the household? Do you think if you're out there and you can actually make an argument of why women should stay home because that is the natural order? I'd love to talk to you too. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I'll be back in just a minute.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 83. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows level off around 60. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 84. 89 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Who so badly wants to succeed in surgery, but to get out of residency fellowship, I'm going to be 30 before I can really focus on myself. So what's some advice for really balancing my career as well as venturing into settling down?
Yeah, you're going to have to choose which one matters more, and that will be up to you. So first of all, thank you for being involved with Turning Point USA. So here's my piece of advice. Go try to spend a couple days with babies, and if it doesn't move you to want to have some of your own, then go do the surgeon thing. I mean that. If you don't get baby fever being around young kids as a young lady, then you kind of have your answer. But if you're around a young child or a young baby, or like all of a sudden something greater than yourself gets activated, or all of a sudden you feel maybe a prodding by the Holy Spirit, then you got something to think about. But look, you could potentially do both. You could become an orthopedic surgeon and still do that. But there will be a lot of people that says, oh, just put the family thing on hold and put that on hold. I just want to caution you, a reality is that there are a lot of successful 35-year-old orthopedic surgeons that have cats and not kids. And they're very miserable. Most of the radical left is largely being run by childless young ladies, young women that are in their mid-30s that are super miserable on antidepressants because I think they're missing something.
And with cats.
I was going to say, I wish you would have said 30-something-year-old women with cats.
I mean, I miss the cat phase of my life.
Let me tell you something. The left is full of cat ladies and opinions. If you listen to that clip so faintly in the back when he says you got to choose, you'll hear laughing. I heard laughing as if to say, this fool's funny. Oh, you're serious. God.
That was a heart attack, baby. All right, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Medner. He is Greg Bach. And we are trying to make sense of some of the reporting that came out of what went down at the Turning Points USA Young Women's Leadership Summit last weekend, where that was Charlie Kirk, who is the founder of Turning Points.
And I believe single.
He's single.
He's single.
That guy's single? What?
Ladies.
I know.
That adorable little face of his? No one swooped that
up. You mean
yet?
Those giant gums and those tiny teeth?
That great haircut?
You know, what's funny is that like all those conspiracy theorists are like, the liberals are huffing babies. This guy just endorsed baby huffing, essentially. He's like, go hang out with babies. That's not creepy. Hey, I'm here to hang out with the babies so I get...
I can test the waters if I want to do this or not.
He made it sound like it's like a mutation. Like, if you go around babies, you'll become an X-Men. You get baby fever.
So... this has brought up so many things for me because I am obviously someone who didn't get married until I was 36 and pregnant at now as of Sunday, 37.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I've always been, you know, I ambitious, and but also was waiting for the right person and the right situation and all the things. And so, you know, it's hilarious to me when and I would say I hit the jackpot, right? Like I have found the creme de la creme, I would say, of men.
I love him so much.
I know
much.
You do. Greg Bach approves of Michael Sampson.
So big a fan.
And, you know, it's like, thank God I waited. Because any of the guys I dated in my 20s would have been, talk about being miserable.
I mean,
and divorced.
I agree. I didn't get married until I was 34. And I tell people all the time, you know, my friends who are like, you know, I'm sick of being single. I'm like, it's better than being miserable in a relationship because you feel like you have to be in one. And that where we're from, Midwestern area, that's not, I got married at 19 or 20. But and that's fine if you're happy, but like, don't do it because you feel like you have to, or because like I will be happy if I'm with someone. That's not guaranteed.
Because then you'll be a woman of value.
I'm definitely a woman of value.
But it brings back just there's multiple things here. There's the fact that there's the hypocrisy of the women who spoke at this conference, and their ability to to evangelize how Candace Owens ended the entire conference by basically saying every ill that we're fighting right now in society has been brought forth by women.
Pretty much because we feel too many things and we have compassion and empathy.
And so she was on that like kick. Alex Clark was basically talking about how the main four lies of modern feminism are birth control, abortion, fertility care, and daycare. And it's all of this, the entire weekend was just rhetoric aimed at 16 to 22-year-old women saying, give up your careers. And I'm so flabbergasted at what the end game becomes. And I guess, unless anyone has a different thought, is it just because of voting and thinking that they can control if they get married young, they will to a Christian conservative man? Because there was also, I love the merch that was being sold. So the same guy who started the Right Way or whatever the conservative dating app is, that also I've heard is like just the male to female ratio on that app is like untenable. It's like 5-1 or like 10-1. And so trying to get a heterosexual match is hard. But they had like a vendor booth there. They're selling sweatshirts that say, dump your liberal boyfriend. There was like bedazzled purses that were the shape of guns. I guess there was like a transphobic tampon line in all of the bathrooms.
And there were a bunch of transphobic speeches, too.
And there's a bunch of transphobic speeches. But it's just like getting back to where... Like, in what back room was the political calculus of this is what we got to do?
And
this is what we got to tell women. This is going to work. This is going to be good for our end game. And it's just because I can't, it's so hard for me to think that way.
The other question I have is, what are the ramifications of this kind of speech, too, to the women who go there? I'm like, you know what? This isn't for me, actually. I thought this was something else, and it's, they're telling me to stay at home. They're telling me to choose. I don't like that. And will it send them away? So, but
I don't know. But we would love to hear from you on this topic. 844-967-2789. In order to be a woman of value, do you have to stay home, get married, and stay home with your kids? This is Ask Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. People across parts of the South are bracing for another day of scorching weather, and almost 200,000 customers have no power after severe storms this week. Advice from Consumer Reports' Diane Umansky.
Closing the blinds, closing the drapes, you know, when the sun is going to be hitting them. If you want to take a little bit more of a step, you can caulk and weather strip your doors and windows.
Despite search crew reports of underwater noises, there's still no sign of the submersible missing since Sunday, with five people on board, and oxygen could run out in less than a day. CBS's Jared Hill.
CBS News is learning that in 2018, a group of leaders in the submersible industry sent the company a letter warning of possible catastrophic problems and a planned mission to the Titanic wreckage.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifying before a congressional committee right now, and the likelihood of more interest rates to come. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. The grandpa and his 8-year-old grandson killed in the Watertown plane crash last week were headed up north to a family cabin. Officials have now put out the names of those involved, 8-year-old Colin Strieb and his 73-year-old grandfather, Dr. William Buchholz, who was an area dentist. With opposition even coming from his own party, Governor Evers didn't relent on backing up the shared revenue plan that creates conditions for the city and county of Milwaukee to get more money.
I made a commitment to the county executive and others in the city that we're going to bring them money, and that's what I'm planning on doing.
Evers talked to TMJ4 before signing the bill that sends more state taxpayer money to local communities. A 16-year-old Milwaukee girl is missing. Police have a picture of the teenager online. She was last seen yesterday morning in the vicinity of West Burnham and South 6th Streets. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I'm smiling. Give me, whoa, all your love.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madner. He is Greg Bach. And we're tussling with the question of what, you know, I think kind of looking backwards in a lot of ways of should women of value not aspire to have careers and more aspire to be able to be home and raise kids? Because according to at least the talking points coming out of Turning Points USA, young women's summit, that was like the overriding message. And apparently that was the theme for last year too. And so I guess to make this a little bit more personal for people who are listening, especially if you are in a heterosexual relationship, if you're a woman, did you work while you were raising kids, especially small kids? Or did you not? I mean, are you maybe not even married? But I think specifically for men who are listening, did your wife work? Because I think like this is the thing, that there's this image of the traditional family. And I think about it, both of my grandmothers worked. Mm-hmm. My dad's mom was a teacher and then eventually became a principal. And my mom's mom was a nurse. Now, I don't know what the balance was when they had young children and if it was part-time and how they made it work. But certainly into their, like, I think I remember going to my grandmother's retirement party. And so it's like, and my mom worked and eventually became part-time and balanced things. But like, is this idea of, like, how common was that? Because I think it's also like a misnomer that families could always just, you know, every family could survive off of a single income, let alone if they could survive off a single income now. But it just, I'm so curious of people's personal experience with this, if this is actually the tradition that people are saying that we need to go back to, and like if your family actually looked like this. 844-967-2789.
Scott is on the line from Chicago. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Hey, so I am a Christian, and I want to read a little bit of the Bible to the Christians who think that this is okay.
Okay.
All right.
Proverbs 31:13-16. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruits of her hands, she plants a vineyard. Women in the Bible work.
Yeah. Yeah. But we don't listen to that part of the Bible.
Where this is some...
And I think that's not only, I mean, if you think about the Bible, for sure.
Exactly.
But also when you think about, like, I remember reading like a women in history book in the U.S. and like pioneer women worked.
Oh,
like
yeah.
in the history of carrying your weight, women have always contributed to getting things done in one way or another. And so but that's a great quote from the Bible, Scott. I guess for you, are you married?
Not currently, no.
So did your mom work growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while, it was my dad taking care of the kids. My mom was the one working.
There you go.
There you go.
And would you say that your mother was still a woman of value?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'd say so. You better say so.
She's listening, Scott. She's listening. Better watch out. Thank you so much for calling. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to check in.
It's just craziness to me because, one, I grew up in a family where my mom worked 9 to 5. My dad worked second shift. So me, like, two-income household or just both parents working was just normal. There was nothing special. No one ever criticized me for it. And I think when it comes down to all the things we're seeing here at the Turning Points Conference, they're also speaking to a certain demographic of people, which is class, because there are some people who would be like, yeah, that's great. You want to tell me that I should stay home with the kids and make babies and smell baby heads and get activated in making babies, but I can't do that. I can't afford that. So there are certain people they're talking to who can afford to do that. It's just easier, I guess. But for us folks who are just working class, blue collar, this doesn't resonate.
Well,
the transphobic stuff might, but staying home, they don't have the choice.
Well, and that was always the criticism, or has always been the criticism of second wave feminism, right? Is that it was a bunch of white women with the liberation of wanting to be able to work, whereas black and brown women who've like, we've been working. We've been raising your children.
Yeah.
We've been cooking your meals.
Yes.
Like, we have been employed and we've been working. So it's a different conversation than you who want to be more than secretaries and teachers and flight attendants. And so the idea that there was this entire trope of the traditional woman is false to begin with, because women have always worked.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Paul from Waukesha. Good morning, Paul. What do you think about this?
Good morning. Oh, I have to say this isn't the 1940s or 1950s or 1960s or even the 1970s. My mother worked. In fact, she was a breadwinner for a while.
Oh, wow.
When she was single, she was a nurse. You know, she took care of me and my brother. But when I had a stepfather and even my father, she was always a breadwinner. My grandmother did not work a job that she got paid for. But she did have eight kids. So I don't know. I don't know.
That's work. I would say that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, unless, you know, it takes two incomes these days.
Yeah.
I don't care who. It's been that way for a long time. But I have to say, I'm listening to your guys' radio station. How come you're not referring to women as not, birthing people? Or non-birthing people? How come you're using phrases like mom, dad, wife, woman? I mean, you're not following.
We're so woke. We're just woke.
Yeah.
We're not woke enough, apparently.
I think we're not woke enough.
We're not woke. I think we're not woke enough.
I didn't realize how little woke I was.
Well, that's good to hear.
We'll do better. We'll do better.
Are you disappointed with that, Paul?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, my parents were both Democrats. I was a Democrat. I liked Bill Clinton. Somewhere along the lines, things went awry. And you guys, everybody sees what's going on. Everybody sees who's president. Everybody sees the current issues and the problems and how this country has been taken down in 2.5 years.
Oh, okay.
It's astonishing to me. Astonishing.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. Do you have a positive outlook?
I do.
I think we probably are frustrated about different things, Paul. I would say I think everyone on both sides of the spectrum, the political spectrum, doesn't necessarily seem happy or optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what they're upset about,
I would agree with that,
are pretty different.
I will say this.
So we can agree on that.
Based on last week's show, loving that economy.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to, you can text if you want. If you don't want to jump on the air with us, or you can always call.
I you know what's also interesting is I remember talking to Sepide. This was a friend of a friend who's Iranian, and she came in and she spoke to us earlier this year about the protests and the, you know, the budding revolution mm-hmm. that's been going on and still happening in Iran with women's rights and human rights. And, you know, to a certain extent, some of the theories as to why the youth of Iran right now, and this is bubbling over, and the fearlessness and everything that was happening with their willingness to be beaten and if not killed by the government for in order to protest is largely because of, like, there's Pandora's box is out, right? Like, the ability to be on the internet and see how the rest of the world is living while you are living in Iran is inevitable.
Yeah.
And so they can compare and they can see what else is out there. And to a certain extent, I wonder how much this message that they're trying to feed to young conservative women is just, it's still a losing battle. You might get some. You might get some who subscribe to it and who, like, this resonates for them and that really makes sense and it becomes part of their religion on top of their religion. But it's also like the internet is here. The ability to explore is here. The ability to seek out other messages and see, like, oh, it could be a different way is here. And so it's like, I don't know if this message is ever going to indoctrinate as many people and or as many women as they want it to.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jack from the MEC. Good morning, Jack. What do you think about this?
Oh, I love that.
Good morning. I'm just going to read a couple of quotes from a March article in Business Insider. A booming labor market, exceptionally strong household balance sheets to keep up with higher spending. Households' net worth far higher than pre-COVID in every single income part. Firms also are going strong with profitability at record highs. Of course, there is a bit of price gouging now, isn't there? Wonder why profitability is so high. Fast wage growth, consistently strong sales growth. Firms are reluctant to turn to layoffs. And finally, from the Fed, there is an absence of convincing systemic threats of recession. This is not taken out of context. So this is the fact. It's to the Republicans' advantage to tell us, oh, the economy is terrible.
Jack, are you responding to Paul?
Yes.
I thought so. Yeah. Do you have any insight on the topic at hand as far as women and their traditional role and what traditionally it has looked like? What did it look like for you growing up?
Well, I can tell you that I'm an old guy. I'm pushing 80, but there is a when I was growing up, when I was a little kid, my dad was the sole breadwinner.
Okay.
I was born right towards the end of World War II, and my dad was a sergeant in the Army at the time, and obviously was home on leave for some of it. My mother actually did not work until my dad died in the 1960s.
Hmm.
And then she did go back to work, and she had her own job. While I went to college and after I graduated for quite a few years until she retired.
Got it.
So both parents worked in my family, but it was serial rather than simultaneous.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. I understand in today's economy, and this is partially due to things like the lack of an increase in the minimum wage and of corporations that don't allow people to negotiate for wages as a union, we have problems with households that cannot earn enough money.
Absolutely.
With a single parent.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the call, Jack.
I want to see Jack and Paul have coffee. Go on.
And I think that that's doable, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
I do. I think that would be doable.
Yeah. So.
And so it's interesting. And I just wonder, how many, like the false narrative of being sold that of this is what will be fulfilling for you. And I'm not saying, again, I'm very excited about having a child. I think it's going to be very fulfilling in more ways than I can even imagine. Am I also happy that I waited as long as I did? Absolutely. Thinking about doing this at 23 or 24, be like,
yeah.
Oh, I would have been awful. I would have screwed that kid up royally. and like letting myself mature and get to all the things that are good in my life organically, mm-hmm. versus my family or my religion or Turning Points USA pressuring me to live my life in a certain way to be of value, I feel like I probably would have eventually rebelled against that and be really upset with the decisions I made in my early 20s. So, all right, when we come back, Greg's weekly roundup. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 83 this afternoon. Under clear skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 60 tonight. Mainly clear skies. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Mainly sunny skies and calm Friday with daytime highs approaching 84. 89 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Medinair, and he is Greg Bach. And it is Greg's weekly roundup.
With four or five headlines you may have seen, but definitely skipped reading.
Okay.
All right. In Australian food news, celebrity chef John Mountain, that's his actual name, John Mountain, announced in a Facebook post that he is banning vegans from his restaurant in, I think it's Fire, in his restaurant called Fire, spelled with a Y. In Perth, Australia, after an influencer criticized the chef to his face and on social media for his cooking, Mountain posted on his Facebook page that all vegans are banned from his establishment. And if you look at the comment section in the post, they all start with things like, well, speaking as the vegan, or, well, as the vegan, did I mention that I'm a vegan?
Didn't you used to be a vegan?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, but, you know, we can keep talking about this if you want.
Next story, please.
Oh, okay, fine. This is why vegans are an oppressed group, Kristen.
I have a joke to follow up with it.
Go ahead.
If you meet a vegan who went to Harvard, which one do you think they talk about first?
Shut up. Moving on. I don't know. I didn't go to Harvard. I'm not a vegan. Why am I offended by both of that? And it would be Harvard.
Go.
Biden crime family news. GOP punching bag and world's most famous other son, Hunter Biden, will plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors and strike a deal with a federal prosecutor to resolve a felony gun charge. So riddle me this. Tax evasion. Guns. Why aren't the GOP hoisting this guy on their shoulder at their new messiah? If this man just accepts Jesus as his Lord and Savior and pushes for the suppression of women's fundamental rights, he could run against his father as a Republican. Are you kidding me? This is like House of Cards without all the Kevin Spacey-isms.
You make a really good point, Greg. I mean, we love tax cheats.
I was literally thinking that this morning. I was like, I thought they liked tax evasion. It's like, it showed that you were smart.
Yes. Tax is theft.
Yes.
It says it right in the Constitution. It doesn't.
We want to protect those people who cheat on their taxes.
Entertainment news. In a recently published interview with the Wall Street Journal, Sylvester Stallone confirmed that singer Adele has not only purchased his Los Angeles mansion, but insisted on keeping a statue of the actor as Rocky that overlooks the pool. When Sly said he wanted to take it with him, Adele said it was a deal breaker. She had to have the statue. She did let him take other statues depicting the action star in other not-so-famous roles such as Oscar, Cobra, or the classic Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Are those real movies?
Those are all real movies. Those are all real movies. By the way, Oscars is underrated. Underrated. Very fun farce. Very funny. Also watched Over the Top last night. Okay. More Australia news. Pterosaurus, the world's oldest flying reptiles, once flew in Australia's skies as far as 107 million years ago, according to a study published this week. The giant creature was the first vertebrate to evolve the ability of flight and lived alongside dinosaurs during the Mesozoic era, which started 250 million years ago, or as creationists call it, the Mesozoic era, which started about 2,000 years ago. Yeah, that entire story was just for me to make fun of creationists or intelligent design proponents. Or, hey, Kristen, I got a joke for you. What do you call an 80s sitcom about four sassy Southern ladies who don't take no guff and don't believe in evolution? It's called Intelligent Designing Women.
Oh.
Comedy!
But I'm fine.
Look at that.
And then finally, Supreme Court news. In a ProPublica story Justice Samuel Alito did not disclose a luxury 2008 trip he took in which a hedge fund billionaire flew him on a private jet, even though the businessman would later repeatedly ask the Supreme Court to intervene on his behalf. Paul Singer, the billionaire hedge fund manager, came before the court at least 10 times in cases where his role was often covered by legal press and mainstream media. In 2014, the court agreed to resolve a key issue in a decade-long battle between Singer's hedge fund and the nation of Argentina. Alito did not recuse himself from the case, and he voted in the 7-1 majority in Singer's favor. And I'm telling you all that to say this. Paul Singer? Really, Justice Alito? That's the name of your rich friend? Your buddy Clarence was living on the dime of a guy named Harlan Crow. He sounds like he comes from Batman's rogue gallery. I mean, come on, Justice Alito. Let me help you with this. I have the names of actual billionaires you can sidle up to that are cooler than Justice Clarebear. First one, Ingvar Kamprad.
What?
That's an actual name. Bidzina Ivanishvili. That's a real name. Paul McCartney. Igor, his name is Igor. Igor Ashurbeli. And finally, Salvatore Serretta, which doesn't sound odd, but when I looked him up while everyone else had a picture of their face, this guy's photo was literally an empty table at a restaurant, which means he's not only a billionaire, he's also achieved invisibility, which makes that way cooler than a private jet to Alaska.
I just think it's nice to know that Clarence Thomas isn't the only one benefiting from being bought off.
Oh, I can't wait for the ones we like to air their dirty ones.
I know.
They're going to fall too. I have very little
faith in the
court.
The fact that when none of them showed up for Congress, we were all like, we're good.
We'll check each other's work.
Like,
we're good.
You can trust us.
It's like there's our side and your side. We're sticking on our side, even though we have political ideological differences. We all wear the same robe.
why change things now? Things are going just fine.
Just as fine.
Ooh.
That was great.
Thank you. I feel really good about that one.
Golf clap for Greg.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, that will wrap up our first hour of today's show. When we come back, long time since this guest has been on the show, but Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record is back. And we're going to talk about, because it really snuck up on us, the first weekend of Summerfest is here.
Yay.
Yo, Greg's not a fan.
So many people.
Gosh. But yeah, Summerfest, and it's three weekend format, kicks off this weekend. So we're going to talk to him about, what does it all mean? What is the Summerfest of today? Oh. Is it past its prime? I don't know. Is it a woman of value? Exactly. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear if you think, if Summerfest passed its prime? I don't know. But we'll talk about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hamilton's new financial plan is nothing less than government control. I've been fighting for the South alone. Where have you been?
France.
We have to win. Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss?
I'm so over this.
Head first into a political abyss.
Head first into the abyss.
I have my first cabinet meeting today. I guess I better think of something to say. I'm already on my way to get to the bottom of this.
What did I miss?
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton.
Mr. Jefferson, welcome home.
did I miss?
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always